to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
And we're back with the National Intel Report, second hour. My name is Don Nikoloff, filling in for John Stattmiller today. And again, I'd like to thank John for that opportunity. We have with us today a special guest, Judy Andreas, who was very gracious to give us her free time. We've invited some callers to call in to ask Judy a question or make a comment. If you have one or the other or both, then please call in to 1-800-313-9443, and we'll be happy to hear what you have to say. Okay, Judy, I'm going to pass the baton to you. It's your turn to expound a bit on what you're writing or what motivates you or inspires you.
Well, my writing has, I think, evolved since I only started 2 years ago. And initially, I started just writing about a lot of different things, the food supply or the different holidays or just about my growing up. And then I sort of had my big toe in the water, and I started getting more controversial. I started touching upon freedom of speech, and I started speaking out for people that I don't necessarily always agree with, but I feel that everybody has the right to speak. And it really appalls me that people are jailed for their opinions. So I began writing essays about freedom of speech, rest in peace, and stuff like that. And quite honestly, I began getting late-night harassing phone calls and threatening phone calls. And it was tough, and but yet I feel that I have to speak truth to power. I've seen how the big boys play, and it might be the way I leave this world, but we've all got to go some way. So I don't want them to silence me either. I've also have a tremendous empathy for what's going on with the Palestinian people. So I have attended various meetings in the city and written essays about that, and which doesn't make certain people happy. But I can get it from both sides, believe me, is that if people want to find fault or get angry with me, there's plenty to find fault with. But my motivation is never to hurt, and it's always to be fair. So
mm-hmm.
Now, today, I just... I guess I'll throw this in, unless there's a caller or anybody, but I received something in the mail that touched me beyond belief. And it's not new, but it seems to be going around today. And it's a woman who's an Israeli woman, and her 13-year-old was killed by a suicide bomb in September of 1997. And this address that she made to the European Parliament was April 8th, 2005, and she began by saying, "Thank you for inviting me to this today. It is always an honor and a pleasure to be here among you. However, I must admit, I believe you should have invited a Palestinian woman in my stead, because the women who suffer most from violence in my country are the Palestinian women. And I'd like to dedicate my speech to Miriam Rabban and her husband Kamal in the Gaza Strip, whose five small children were killed by Israeli soldiers while picking strawberries at the family strawberry field. No one will ever stand trial for this murder." And she goes on. I mean, it's incredibly touching. She ends by saying, "I cannot completely understand Palestinian women or their suffering. I don't know how I would have survived such humiliation."
Judy, I've got to interrupt for a brief moment. Hold that thought while we go to a brief intermission, and we'll be back with the National Intel Report.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, we're back with the National Intel Report. I'm Don Nikoloff, filling in for John today, and we've got Judy Andreas as our guest this evening. Judy, you were talking about the lady that went before the European Commission, was it, or European Parliament?
The European Parliament. She was invited to speak. She had lost her 13-year-old. She was an Israeli woman whose 13-year-old had been killed by a suicide bomber. And she was saying that the women who suffer the most violence are the Palestinian women, and she made her whole speech to their suffering. And So I just was near the end, and she was talking about, all I know is that the voice of mothers has been suffocated for too long in this war-stricken planet. Mothers' cries not heard because mothers are not invited to international forums such as this one. This I know it is very little, but it is enough for me to remember these women are my sisters, and that they deserve I should cry for them and fight for them. And when they lose their children in strawberry fields or on filthy roads by the checkpoints, when their children are shot on their way to school by Israeli children who are educated to believe that love and compassion are race and religion dependent, the only thing I can do is stand by them and they betrayed babies and ask what Anna Akhmatova, another mother who lived in a regime of violence against women and children, had asked. Why does that streak of blood rip the petal of your cheek. It's just so powerful. And it hits me on many, many levels. First of all, I was raised in a Jewish household. I converted when I was 1991, but I obviously still have family and some friends who are Jewish. It strikes me on the level of being a mother. It strikes me on the level of being a human being. And then also the fact that this woman who had lost a child to a suicide bomber could have just perpetuated that warlike, vengeful feeling within her and done a whole different thing. But yet, she was able to feel the suffering of people who are suffering a lot more. Or I don't know if I can even do relative suffering. But she was able to use her pain for, I think, like the highest cause. And if there were more people like that, we wouldn't even have the situations that we have.
Now, when you say you converted, for the listener's benefit, you mean to Christianity?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the reason she was invited to speak was, and do you think that what she said may have been a surprise?
Oh, I would assume it was a big surprise, and I think that she was invited because she was an Israeli woman who lost a child, and that right away. The loss of her child is not any more important than the loss of a Palestinian child. And yet, I think by her being invited, that was almost what they were saying to her. And she just flipped it back over to where maybe it should have been. Because if you look proportionally, it's ridiculous how many more Palestinians are killed. It's ridiculous that anybody should be killed for any of these meaningless power-greedy things that we call wars.
Yeah, it's the military-industrial complex at work and big business. Capitalism.
Yeah, and human life is very unimportant, and some life is deemed less important than other lives. And to me, it's a sickening thing, but I was so glad that this was going around, and I sent it far and wide. And I got a response from somebody who said, in the future, please don't include me in mailings like this. So, I said, no problem. It's going to be an individual's choice whether he or she wants to open up that space, wants to get out of the, well, they did this to me and I'm doing this to them, or somebody did this to me in World War II. And this kind of mentality, which is going nowhere, and is just, sometimes I ask myself, has the window of opportunity closed on this planet? Have we gone so far into that kind of thinking that there's no coming back?
Well, I'm inclined to agree that if we don't escape from this paradigm and smell the coffee, so to speak, we are going to go down the tubes. The problem you're talking about, it's interesting that I think it was just last night while I was doing some research, I came across an announcement that there's one piece of the puzzle that the Queen of England has signed off on six documents unknowing to the general public, and one more document, and Britain falls into the trap of this European Commission where they virtually have a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really watching what's going on in America. And, you've mentioned children several times, and we have a lot of issues involving the kids here. First of all, the manner in which they're being educated, test-based results is considered an education, and not self-empowerment. Of course, you empower the children, that's going to be the next generation. When these kids grow up, they're going to be in a position to either be slaves of society or rule the country. But the kids are a lot more awake than they're being given credit for. And a lot of what's going on, particularly in the Justice Department, and that the kids are being used as pawns in these financial schemes, these peer trusts and offshore accounts, they've turned our kids over to the system. They're illegally taken away from the families. They're being used as pawns to take over. And we're not even talking about eminent domain. We're talking about outright threats of incarceration or worse to the surviving spouses or the spouses that have a guardianship of their children after a divorce. I'm investigating that going on in Chicago right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming to me is it's going on in California, it's going on in Oregon, Texas, New York. Although I hear it's not as bad in New York as it is in other places, particularly Chicago. But the connections to organized crime and the fact that our government knows about this, that letters have been written. I've seen the letters. I've read the letters. I've read court transcripts. And these people are not making this stuff up. Our rights have been taken away from us, our freedom of speech. And all of this is being pushed into this machine that just it has totally corrupted the Justice Department. I mean, justice now means just us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in what you see happening for our children here in this country.
Well, I had firsthand, up close and personal experience. I worked for Child Protective Services for 3 years, but that was a while back. And after that, I worked for something called Intensive Preventive Services, which was I was working with high risk families who had their children removed and then maybe got them back, and we were trying to keep the families together. But I saw some things that really, really floored me. In one case coming to mind right now is of a grandmother who had custody of two of her grandchildren, and so she was really afraid that of obeying the rules. And the older daughter, who was in junior high at the time, was a really beautiful, creative girl, and looked a little bit gothic, and just really an interesting, interesting girl. But they had everybody in therapy because they were always afraid that they had a lot of problems because they had been removed from the parents. And as she went through her puberty, she developed some moodiness, which is very normal. But they put her in the assessment center, which meant that she saw a psychiatrist who categorized her as bipolar. And she came out all excited because her best friend, she says, "Oh, I'm bipolar, just like Sarah." And so she was put on Prozac. And then that she started putting on weight from the Prozac, tended to make her a little depressed. So at that point, she started cutting. First they upped her dose, and then she started self-mutilating. And meanwhile, the grandmother was so afraid that they were going to get her on medical neglect if she didn't comply with the system. And I felt like I was complicit in the destruction of this teenager. It was tearing me apart. And there's so little I can do. I was really going against the system a lot of times in the advice that I would give to clients. But it's really awful because you do not own your children. If somebody reports you for a dirty house or you're fighting with your spouse, the system can come right in and can remove a child.
The way they're working the system right now, I know this in Chicago, is that let's say a couple gets divorced and the custody is given to the mother, for example, and then the husband defaults on child support payments. And when the mother goes to the authorities, usually, that's on a county level as it is in Ohio, they're targeted all of a sudden. So, like, they give the kids back to the abusive ex-husband. The kids are in situations just like what you're describing right now to the listeners. Self-mutilization, attempted suicides, those types of things. We've got to take a quick break, Judy, and hopefully we'll get some callers calling in. We're going to pay some bills here, and we'll be right back with the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Well, we're back with the National Intel Report, and I'm today's host, Don Nikoloff, filling in for John Stapmiller, the man. And we're talking with Judy Andreas, essayist right now, extraordinaire, I might add. And we're talking about a variety of issues, the problems in the world and our responsibility, our personal responsibility for the things that we create, as well as those of us that are in denial and the effect it has on everything that's happening. And in particular right now, we've been discussing what's happening to the youth. And really on a worldwide level, we've got kids that are incorporated into slavery in various parts of the world to support the military-industrial complex. We've got corporations that are just growing by leaps and bounds with cheap child labor. Often these children know nothing other than working the job for a pittance. And then we've got kids being sold into sex slavery and just the most sadistic things that you can imagine. Judy, what do you see as a solution? What can people do? What will wake people up? You know, when we talk about these things, people's eyes glaze over, and you see the sodium fluoride kick in, and, you know, whether that's from toothpaste or tap water, you know, give us some encouragement.
Yeah, people looking for solutions, and at the end of the day, there might not be any, but that doesn't mean that we can't continue to educate. I was at a conference in Phoenix, and it was a 9/11 accountability conference, and there was a woman there that was talking about the way different people process the events of 9/11, and some of us, when we're trying to expose the anomalies of the official narrative, we go in like gangbusters and we start throwing facts at people, and the television, of course, had the planes crashing into the buildings or whatever you know they were showing, and some people have to have a more gentle approach. You have to be sensitive to whom you're speaking, and you can accomplish a lot more. Maybe they're not ready for 500 anomalies to be thrown at them, and that might be the same thing with everything. Because I can easily go into the food, the water, the air, but by the time I finish, my audience is horrified or doesn't want to know. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is to educate people, whether it's in an essay or whether it's just speaking to somebody. After I saw the movie The Constant Gardener about the vaccinations in Africa, there was a man outside the theater who was just kind of shaking his head in disbelief. He'd never really even considered such a thing. So I had maybe a 10-minute conversation with him, but I kept it gentle because he kept saying, these are people too. What are we doing? This is a true story. And it was sure a true story to me. So those are little things that we can do daily. Aside from the things that we were talking about before, there are just more spiritual random acts of kindness, and I'm not negating their importance, but I'm saying when we want to start waking people up to the fact that they are living in this matrix and that there is another reality and they're totally not aware, but there are some people that know, they sense something's desperately wrong here. But they need somebody to gently take them by the hand and to start leading them through these things and to raise their consciousness about what's being done. And I mean, with our kids, they're sitting in front of these television programs with a certain flicker that's putting them into an alpha state where they're being mind controlled for how many hours a day as the television babysits them. And this is what we're up against.
Well, I see them in more in a delta state than an alpha
state. Maybe they're not snoozing.
REM sleep?
Is it open? No, that's the adults who fall asleep in front of the television. I want a commentary on life. Get up, go to work in some job you hate, come home, overeat, have a couple of drinks, sit in front of the television and fall asleep there.
And wake up the next day and repeat the process.
And here we are again.
You know, we've had 6.5 years. In 2 days, it'll be about 6.5 years for people to start waking up. And there are those people that help toe the party line without even realizing they're towing that line. And there are people that have been in this movement since day one to expose all the issues, the behind the scenes financial activities, the put options that took place with the airlines, the foreign entities that were involved in the commercial aspects of retail and that. We're going to have to take a short break, but we'll pick up where we left off. Please call in 1-800-313-9400. free if you got a comment or a question for our guest, Judy Andreas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And we're back here with John Stattmiller's National Intel Report. This is Don Nikoloff filling in for John this evening, and my guest Judy Andreas and I have been talking about a variety of issues. Taking the responsibility for what we think and what we do in this movement, which is to preserve our country, to preserve the republic, and restore our civil rights, I guess, is something that we really haven't talked about. It's almost taboo to speak about that anymore, isn't it, Judy?
Yeah, they're incredibly disappearing, the shrinking civil rights. We were talking about 9/11 before, and I had seen this film, a screening of a documentary called The Toxic Clouds of 9/11, a looming health disaster. And it's amazing because the way they wanted to get Wall Street open, back in business before the asbestos dust had cleared, and people were told to go back. It was safe. And I guess Christy Todd Whitman, who gave the area around the WTC a clean bill of approval without doing any testing. And I met people at this screening of a documentary, people whose lives were absolutely ruined, people who had gone to help out the first responders, people who lived not far from the area, who had thick dust in their vents and windowsills and stuff like that. Now, they may be on 16 drugs, their lives are ruined, they've seen God knows how many doctors, and the doctors don't even know. You know, sometimes they'll probably give them a Prozac and send them home. One woman had been making $60,000 prior to the experience, and now she's in debt for $60,000. It was just the most heartbreaking thing. And this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving, because it's going to be a pandemic.
Well, you know, what's ironic is they made this declaration that Ground Zero was safe for the rescue workers. I read recently where 12 of the rescue dogs passed away with health complications. And you know, the not-so-reported story that the World Trade Center, both buildings 1 and 2, I don't know about building 7, but I would imagine it was in the same condition, were in dire need of upgrading, and they really were faced with an enormous expense at removing the asbestos in the building. So you had one big pile of powdered asbestos, powdered concrete. A lot of people came down with radiation sickness. So we know that there were some radioactive explosives used. They didn't have to be humongous. I've been told by several physicists that they have nuclear weapons the size of a piece of chewing gum now. Everything was taken away. They put it into a hangar. Where was it? I don't remember. I think it was LaGuardia Airport. And then they shipped a lot of the metal off to China. And we'll probably see it, you know, in kitchen sinks and appliances that come through Walmart or, you know, which are imported. I mean, it's crazy what's going on.
It was crazy. There were chemicals like dioxin and mercury and asbestos and lead. And Ms. Whitman failed to mention that. And, of course, Mayor Sir Rudy Giuliani quickly got everything cleaned up and then became the hero. Prior to 9/11, he had been a disgraced mayor. He was a joke.
He was in London at the time of the attack, if I recall correctly.
He was? Wow, that one got out fast.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't in his little bunker. But no. Now he's busy stomping around in women's clothing and running for office.
Well, I was hoping to get some calls from our listeners, but evidently what you have to say is far more interesting than what I'm saying, and they're not calling in, but that we won't let that stop us.
Oh, are they so absorbed? I don't want to miss a beat.
One thing I wanted to mention to you, because you know, I'm interested in the fact. I think in the past you mentioned to me that you did have a couple of years with Child Protective Services in New York. Did you find people were trying to keep you from doing your job, or did you find that it didn't matter whether or not they thought you were doing your job, that you were just beating your head up against a brick wall?
Well, in certain ways, I was beating my head against a brick wall because I don't like to see what's going on. There was one woman who had 5 kids. Her husband worked at night. What happened was, had gone away with some friends one weekend, and somebody had reported that she had smoked marijuana while she was away. And so the next thing, they had her in a program at night with hardcore crackheads. And she was they didn't have money, but she had to hire a babysitter. She had 5 girls. she couldn't help them with their homework. She used to cry. She used to cry on my shoulder physically because she was just so upset, and they were keeping her in this program for 6 months. And these are the things that I found so incredibly appalling. But the system itself was worried all the time that there would be a dead child. That's because there were things that happened in Florida. There was always some article being splashed on your desk, and that's the worst thing, especially for a supervisor. And the supervisor is just sitting at her desk sending the caseworker into the trenches. So they were constantly, they were keeping really on top of us. And New York has very, very strict drug laws, you know, the Rockefeller drug laws.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that when a couple of my clients actually, they weren't clients, they were the children of clients, had run to Florida. Florida didn't seem to care the same way about drugs that New York did. So it's a whole different thing.
The research I'm doing in Chicago brought my attention to an organization called the Illinois Court. The Illinois Family Court Accountability Advocates, or the IFCAA. And I'm not reading this, so I'm trying to remember the name. And it brought me into contact with Dr. Sheila Mannix, who has virtually been single-handedly establishing the record, not just for her own personal case where she had her children taken away, where one had to be picked up at school by the rescue squad because he had taken an overdose of a cold medication to ease his pain. His classmates told him, drink this NyQuil, and I don't know if he drank a whole bottle or not, but he ended up in the hospital, paralyzed legs, and it was a pretty serious situation. When this came into the courts, they kept this information out of the testimony. They threw her out. She was representing herself, pro se litigant, in other words, and her adversary was the children's advocate that the court had assigned to the kids, who they gave back to the abusive father. I mean, it's just incredible. And this lady spent more than $1 million of her personal finances trying to get her kids back. This is not a singular case. She is in touch with people all over the country. I've read the stories. There is a bright side to this. There is a recent award in San Diego court of a $4.9 million, and I think they're still looking at punitive damages. But a woman had her kids taken away illegally on this false testimony. What they do is they get somebody to come forward as a witness. You're not allowed to confront the witness or cross-examine the witness. You're not allowed to produce evidence. When you begin citing the law, and I've read the transcript, so I'm not making this up. They're literally just telling the litigant to shut up or they're going to be held in contempt. They're going to be incarcerated. And for protection, because they sick all of the sheriff's deputies in the courtroom on these litigants, many of them will take court watchers into the court to keep an eye on what's going on so that they can keep tabs. Now, the attorneys do this. They hire professional people to watch the juries, but these are not even jury trials. These are ad hoc tribunals in front of these judges and with a definite conspiracy between the attorneys. And in cases where someone goes in with their own attorney that they're paying for, it's the same situation. The attorney is working out these deals in the back room, not necessarily in the judge's chambers. It could be in bars or on a golf course. It doesn't matter. But they're kowtowing to who's pulling their financial strings. And I have uncovered evidence, and as well as Dr. Mannix and others, bringing forth evidence that organized crime is behind this.
Wow.
There's an organized crime family in Arizona, in Maricopa County, that's running the city of Chicago courts. And it's not just Cook County, Lake County, DuPage County, And when I began looking into leads that I was coming up with, I stumbled across, and then let's say adding them to the leads that I was getting from the published information on these cases, I found a whole series of SBA loans which are going through these nondescript finance companies. We're talking about millions of dollars that are going to these people who supposedly can't make their child support payments, but their trucking company is receiving, well over $1 million. And then it opens up other avenues of drug smuggling and automobile smuggling. And I mean, it's incredible what's going on. So it, even though it's affecting these families personally in their personal lives, you know, a mother without her children, she's not able to see her kids grow up. She's got a 2-year order of protection against her even communicating by telephone with her children. I mean, it's sickening what's going on. And we're trying to get this information out to people on programs like this, in articles, such as the ones I'm writing for the Idaho Observer. And we're just trying to get people to wake up and see what's going on. This is our future. Our children are our future.
Yeah, but what happens? Don't at some point in cases like this, don't you hit a stone wall because the corruption is so high up?
Well, you know, law enforcement has been notified of this. I've read several letters that have been written to Congress, Senator Patrick Leahy's committee. The Judiciary Committee is, supposedly looking at this. I haven't heard a peep out of them, though, and I don't really know. But, you know, I would encourage everyone to look into it. If you know someone who's got this problem, you can presume it's everywhere. And it seems to me the model or the example, the pros are the Chicago system. They've really got it down. Now, when complaints are made against the judges, and I don't mean just verbal complaints, I mean, you know, by law, when the proper motions are introduced, whether it's a complaint to the Bar Association, State Bar Association, the County Bar, whatever, eventually these complaints go all the way up to the Attorney General's office. And I've seen those letters, read those letters, and I've seen the responses. And they're poo-pooed and just put back to the lower courts again. And, you know, we've got to wake up and realize that this is going on. We really do.
You haven't come across this in New York?
I haven't heard the same stories in New York. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying it's not going on. It sounds like, you know, you may know something that...
No, I don't. I was really curious because I was only there for 3 years. I never encountered anything like this.
Yeah, I'm from what I've heard from people I know that were in New York, you know, they say it's or people who are, you know, following this on a national basis. New York is not as bad as what's going on in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Or Oregon or California, for example. And, you know, it's big business when they can take your house away from you under duress, under threat of false incarceration. Or when they can get somebody to make an unfounded, unsubstantiated charge, and you're not even allowed to defend yourself against that charge, which is designed to take away your house, split the profits, sell it to some mob figure, and they take the equity and they put it into these offshore accounts or their vacation homes in various parts of the country. That's what's going on.
Well, we used to see a lot was feuding spouses using CPS, just making up stuff about each other, and sometimes even worse, having kids lie to CPS on behalf of one parent.
Well,
so it just becomes a way. And then kids also use CPS as a weapon against their parents. So that if a parent wants to be a little sterner, you know, the kid will say, "I'm going to call CPS," and it scares parents.
Yeah, well, you know, it's incredible the stories that are coming out, and I'll have more in the future to say on that. I'm still doing the research on it. I heard recently about a couple that had their children taken away from them 14 years ago. and they're in an abusive foster home where the kids are being raped or assaulted or drugged. And this is known, and it's still condoned, because you think about seven kids for 14 years being in that system, the amount of money that's generated through these programs. And they get the judgment, and I can flat out say that they have proof. They have established the record that there is bribery. They also have organized crime informants that come forward and say who the people are and how they're doing it. So, you know, they know that it's not right. And these people do have a conscience, some of them. Unfortunately, the ones who we look towards for resolution of problems, you know, for justice, are the ones that are perpetrating these acts on people. And to me, it's not just fascism, it's communism, just like what we had in the Soviet Union. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know of abusive foster homes. I've had that experience. I also had the experience of incredibly loving foster homes, where the foster mother was much more of a positive influence on the children. And sure. It was just a whole different story. And it was really very sad when the children were put back with the parents, because the father was really awful.
Okay, Judy, we'll pick that up when we come back. You're listening to the National Intel Report, and we'll be back after these messages.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
with the National Intel Report. And this is Don Nikoloff sitting in for your regular host, John Stattmiller. I'd like to take a moment and thank John Stattmiller for the opportunity of filling in for him. It was on short notice, but I am a longtime listener to Republic Broadcasting Network, and I encourage the listeners out there that want to see Republic continue the type of programming they've been carrying to contact the RBN office at 1-800-724-2719 if you would like to contribute, or you can send in a contribution to 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, and the zip code is 78664. Republic does need your support, and we've got a lot of work to do if we're going to change the way things are going on in this country right now.
So tell me, Don, it's been like the Nikoloff Report, Broadcasting Network today. You're going to do the rest of the shows today?
Oh, this is, it's overwhelming. I'm really honored, you know, to be able to speak with Don Harkins. Don brought me onto the Republic Network back in January on his program, The American Activist, which is on every Saturday. And so I felt that I wanted, when I was offered by Michael the opportunity to host his program, I wanted to give Don a reciprocal favor and bring him on, and I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, that's very, much, very good. Very lively show.
And it was just how things work out. You know, that the Lord works in mysterious ways, and you showed up, and when John threw this opportunity at me, I thought, well, the most qualified person I can think of at the moment is on the line. So let's.
Thank you. I just was passing through. You would have said that to any caller that passed through at that time. I know.
No.
Well, I'm honored that you say that, and I was glad to be there. And once more, I'll say www.judyandreas.com, and I hope that people will read and. I can't say enjoy my essays, but I hope that they'll resonate with them.
No, you give a different perspective. In fact, I'm on the site. Judy even has a couple of pictures there, so you can see what she looks like. So
as
you can
a child.
See the person behind the thought and the spirit. And I can only say, you know, when we're dealing with such critical issues, we're always searching for answers, aren't we? And I can affirm that Judy's writing will give you some spiritual food and some comfort, because she not only looks at what's happening, but she's found a way to sort of bring some peace into the picture and positive creative thought. And I want to commend her, you know, for that. And
well, thank you. I think if you don't have some sort of a spiritual system, I don't know how you can bear it. Unless you're just so numbed out and dumbed down that you don't notice that anything's the matter.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guess that's the other thing people do. They just seek relief in whatever their drug of choice is, which is sometimes television.
Yeah, well, I hear that music coming. Judy, thank you so very, very much.
My pleasure, Don.
For on the show. And again, thank you, John Stattmiller, for allowing me to host your show. And I hope to see some RBN listeners in the future. In the meantime, God bless you all, and God bless America.
It's